You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Every two, show's muscles.
Yeah, there you go. Bing is for doing. And we are here doing AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore Season 6, Episode 11. And yeah, I'm your host, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. And right next to me is
Jessica Kingpin King.
What up, baby? And then across the table, we're without one Mata Ball, but we have a replacement Mata Ball we're very happy to have. And who is she? Yeah, we're me. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. I'm Erica Evite Vieira.
There we go. And of course,
Roxy Rookie Stryer Team Roxy.
Oh, no. Roxy. You know what? There's a lot going on tonight for our show. We're getting close to the end. And, you know, for you 4 or 5 fans of ours, you know that we've been doing this forever. This is the first show at AfterBuzz, and it gets more and more difficult to do these for us. And I know even Gabby, Sassy Gabby, who's not here tonight, was just freaking out on text trying to get here. And it's something going on with Gossip Girl. Some audition.
No, Glee.
Glee. Sorry. She has a
She
something.
Already has been a stunt double for Lea
Michele.
Lea Michele. And I think they're calling her back in for the next couple weeks.
Do something. Yeah. So we're happy for her, but she's very upset because she wants to be here. And this means so much to her, and we miss her. But there's a lot going on. We had a nice conversation just before we went on the air about Roxy's breasts that Erica initiated. So, Erica, you had said,
I never noticed them before. She's usually so covered up, and they...
You never notice how large they are.
Yeah.
Large.
Okay.
I didn't know they were there.
Yeah. She doesn't show them off a lot.
I'm not a girl.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay, so... Wow. Okay. So, Mackenzie, want to... Okay, wait. Okay, exactly. Okay, so, you know, once again, one of our strong suits at AfterBuzz... Well, excuse me. One of our weak suits is the fact that we really don't know how to produce. So we had a completely other conversation going on, and so that is supposed to be intermusic.
Mackenzie borrowed it from wrestling, and she thought that was the appropriate time to come in.
Okay, so again, so Phil, we didn't hear much of what you said, at least on our mics. So
we're keeping it real.
Okay, so we were just talking about your breasts, Roxy, and the fact that you don't show them. Well,
and they're amazing.
So I guess that was the cue for them to bring in
have the spotlight stolen from you
to bring in your replacement. Is that what the idea was, or was it just, again, lack of producing on our part? Phil, what was it?
That was the idea.
The idea, okay. Why do you guys improvise? Can we please just... All right, anyway, we've been talking for many, many weeks, Roxy, that the great thing about you is the fact, you know, you came out of the gate 18 years old. You were the AfterBuzz teen queen. Stomach pumped at 14. So many, like, amazing accolades. And you know, that day came. The day came where you turned 21, and you knew the day of your birthday what I said, how tragic it was.
And now I'm better than ever.
Your life was over.
No, that's not what I said.
But now that's not what you said.
What I said, I said it was a tragic day for us to no longer have a teen friend.
Yeah.
Now you're just like everybody else, unfortunately. And maybe you're going to tire out like our people from the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
Which we hope not. I'm just saying.
You're just going to have to wait and see, Kev.
So we've been talking about kind of the new teen queen of, and I'm even afraid to say it with you now in person. You know, we've been talking about this Mackenzie girl. There's been a lot of talk about...
I'm sorry.
Who? Mackenzie, I'm over here.
And she, over
hey,
there,
Roxy.
Over there on the guest couch. And Mackenzie, how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
18 and ready to go.
Oh,
I've been training for this day for a while now, and it's really great to be here.
Yeah? And you're a huge fan of Jersey Shore. I knew that.
Huge fan of Jersey Shore.
We've known you for how long? 2 or 3 years? How long has it been?
Since I was 14, so about 4 years.
14, yeah. So we've known. So we were recruiting her in the farm system. Now, Phil or Steve, do we have other people now in the farm system at 14, so 3 years from now?
Oh, God.
Wait
a second. Actually, I will be good at 21,
someone.
Too.
We do have someone working in the pipeline.
That's
wait,
right.
Very nicely. Very nice. Never mind. It's not important. The important thing is, so it's just, I know it's a little awkward. We had these guys watch tonight's episode in separate rooms.
I'm not awkward.
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 Oh, I'm not awkward, awkward. Too. That gives us something in common, Roxy.
Wow.
No okay. response.
If you guys, the tension in this room.
I don't think she heard you.
The no response is a response.
Wow. Okay, so I don't want to grind the show to a halt because we want to talk about the Jersey Shore at some point. But I feel like something else should be said or addressed
have
here.
Have your eyes gone in this direction at all? Is there anyone on the couch? No.
She did. Okay, I can say something. You know, when she came into studio tonight, I just shuttled her right by you.
I got an evil eye real quick. That's all I got.
Okay, you got the evil eye. Well, okay.
That can't be true because I didn't see her.
Okay.
At first. Right.
And you still all don't.
Oh. Right. So, but I've never known you to lie, Mackenzie.
No.
You got an evil eye. Okay. So Roxy's told a few fibs in her day. So maybe I'm thinking Mackenzie might be right on this. You gave her an evil eye. Anyway, so, wow, Roxy has looked at me. Oh. All right. Anyway, but Roxy, you did say she's pretty.
I did say that she is pretty.
And I said to you, I said, well, what do you think we'd replace you with? You're, of course, pretty. We had a like, it's got to be something at least as good.
You know, you can never quite get as good as the original.
Unless this is Roxy 2.0. Maybe we got better.
It doesn't often happen. Usually there are some... You know, when you upgrade your software and you're like, oh, I hate that thing.
But typically, if you do upgrade your software, you're getting something better, especially with the technology these days.
Oh, my God.
But you never can forget the original.
True. You always remember your first.
I do. I remember my first Commodore computer.
But I also remember my new MacBook Air, which is the best thing I've ever had in my life. So
the new one, right? So there
it's great. It really is.
Wow.
I like my iPhone.
Okay, so but you like your iPhone 5?
Yeah, it's cool.
Isn't okay, that nice so until the 6 go. Comes along?
But the thing is, though, I still have
my 4S, and it's totally
that's
fine.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't find the need for a new
so,
one.
But by the way, no, wait. her name is Mickey D. You know, Mackenzie, Mickey D's.
Fame. Like McDonald's?
Like it's Pauly
Mickey
D.
Like Pauly D. Isn't
my initial thought was McDonald's, too. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe we should change it up a little.
I don't know.
What do you guys think? What would be that?
Mickey D is McDonald's.
But Pauly D, Mickey.
We're trying to make your Jersey Shore.
But I mean,
that was
what
the whole...
do you associate Mickey D's with usually?
Yeah, that's yeah.
What do you associate KWOW with? I guess Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
Evite. What would you say?
I don't ask Phil.
I love Evite though. I love Evite. Roxy is just stone cold.
Yeah. I'm ready to talk about the show.
Oh.
Okay, so just moving along.
All right, let's move along. Yeah.
I'm just, I it's awkward, but I like the episode tonight, so it's perfect.
Awkward!
Did you like it?
Tonight's episode?
Yeah.
I actually did. I really liked tonight's episode.
Really?
Well, am I in the minority?
Yes.
What did you like about it?
No, I liked it too. I have to agree.
See?
I did.
Oh, I love this Mackenzie girl. Can I sit on the couch with you?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my. No, I mean, I have to stay in my host seat.
You... Don't
what?
Move.
Roxy can't
anywhere.
Give you the death stare if you
Kev,
move.
You know you can always come
Rox,
over here to the
this
couch.
This is the beginning of like, just like you and I have that good chemistry. Now we have to, this is the passing of the torch. No.
Who says she wants to pass anything?
But I don't know, Roxy. Maybe we can keep our little youngins thing together. Maybe we can do it together.
Aww.
Maybe it doesn't have to be
she's 21.
One or the other.
I'm true.
Yeah.
Roxy's
okay,
not a
nobody
youngin.
Likes that.
Roxy's not a youngin anymore,
it's
though.
It's the truth.
Okay,
I like
so,
that.
All right,
oh, yeah, because
okay.
I'm old now.
All right.
Just a
we'll bring it back because I know a few fans are left. I thought
now we're down to 3 instead of 4.
Yeah, we're down to 3 because we don't talk enough about the show. I like the show tonight because I like the real moments that with Situation and Snooki. I like that. I liked. I just like we had some moments, whereas like tonight. Them driving on the scooters and them going to prank each other. that used to, in this season and last season, and especially this season, that would be like 90% of the show. And then we would get 10% of Paulin's situation. Paulin's situation was a real moment. You see his face when she hands him the drink. Mm-hmm. And to be a recovering addict, that's a real moment. He was very upset. He's very shaken. So mm-hmm. for me, I did like the episode because I saw a lot of real moments. And we minimized the kind of, oh, like the baby bottle. Like that stuff, it's, to me, I don't even want to see that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to have it, I want it at a minimal. And tonight it was.
It seemed to me kind of like a transitional episode. Like they were trying to kind of wrap a bow around different situations, so that it would end on a positive note. So it just seemed like they were trying to wrap it all up, you know, situation and Snooki apologize, Gianni and Vinny and all the guys and Vinny and Gianni just seemed like they were just trying to, I don't know,
but
hurry
it's frustrating
it all up.
To me because this is not how I want Jersey Shore to end. Like, the last two episodes are just going to be like everyone patching things up and playing nice.
That's what
and
it seems like.
Like this should be more the finale because exactly. It's going to be so anticlimactic it unless is. They flip the switch. But if they flip the switch, then you would think there's going to be a continuation yeah. and they're not going to want it's that. Over. They want when MTV's done with you, trust me, the shows I've done with them, they're done.
Okay, listen, there isn't a perfect way to end the show. We're not going to all of a sudden be like, yes, that's what should have happened.
Paula's pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. There's not going to be one of those. I think they're doing the best they can with their flashbacks, which actually were pretty sentimental tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got the good moments with Snooki and situation, which I almost completely forgot about until we see them. And they were really best friends, like yeah, they were talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. I love the flashbacks. I love that we're trying to get Gianni into the group. I could do without the frickin' pranks. Like,
ugh,
seriously, stop with it. I could do without the baby bottles. Like, I get that you're biting harder on the nipple to get more milk, Ronnie, you sick fuck. Like, I could do without all this stuff. But the moments where we're going back and we're looking at the past and we're feeling it and we've been along for this ride, I dig that. And
I don't like that.
All right, more importantly, what do you think, Mackenzie?
I definitely agree.
More important than what Roxy's saying, I mean.
Well, yeah. I definitely agree, though. I think the very sentimental things that are going on and how everybody's treating each other is great. But I also love how Snooki is definitely being her funny self with every little thing she's saying. And, I mean, that's why I love the show, just to see the funny remarks that Snooki says. So.
It's interesting what a young person thinks.
I know.
About this show. Very interesting. But did you like tonight's episode?
I did. I really did. I thought they're really growing up to me, to be honest. When they first started, they weren't.
They were fun.
They were fun, like carefree,
see,
wild.
That, right. And now they're boring like Roxy. See, that's what we want. We're expecting out of you.
Well, tomorrow at the holiday party, try to call me boring. See what happens.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big party.
We'll have fun. I mean, I'm ready for this dance-off.
But wait, there's a dance-off at the Christmas party?
Yeah, didn't we talk about that last week?
We did talk about that.
And I'm a dumb slut, too. Right. I forgot about that part.
Oh, who said that?
I'm a dumb slut, apparently.
Who said that?
Roxy.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is there a dumb slut contest like that?
Somebody recommended.
That it could be.
There's a drinking, a dance off.
Yeah, the dance off.
Who recommended the sex?
Probably
off?
Yeah, Phil.
I don't get
it
the
was
sex
Phil.
Off thing.
It was Phil.
I don't
was
think it? My 18-year-old self can
say
deal
anything
with
about
it.
Sex off.
Phil.
Well, whatever it is, I'll win.
Oh. I'm only 18. I don't think my mom would want me to do a sex off.
Yeah, but
saying.
See, that's why you may not. Roxy might, you know, Roxy at stomach pumped at 14, total all star. Because Roxy could have walked into that house. She would have walked into this is what we loved about her. She would have walked into the house, would have definitely gotten beat up because she would have shot her mouth off, but would have kept coming back for more, won them over, and then ran the place. Like Snooki.
I was just going to say, like Snooki.
Totally would have. And with you, I don't know. Are we with Mackenzie, are we looking at a Sammy?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow night.
Comes up being a snore.
All right, I think so.
Sammy can have her fight moments, too. Remember when
she did? No, she gave us good moments. Yeah, I mean, in fact, she stood up to Jenny.
It is Sammy's sweetheart. I mean, she is a sweetheart. Yeah. And that's how I want to be portrayed, I think.
She's the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
Do you feel?
Exactly. Glad we're on the same page.
Bring it back to the show. With this season, you like seeing them grow up? I mean, were you bored this season?
No, I really don't think I was. I think I mean, I think that it was great to see them, you know, do less of the stupid like pranks like they were saying, and do more of the bonding, and that's what we want for a last season. I mean, to leave with a good note.
I need drama.
I need drama too. It's it's getting kind of boring.
Fights and craziness and drunkenness.
And like I even asked that during the show. I was like, "How old are they now?"
What?
Well, isn't how old is the situation? Isn't he like 49
like
or something?
30s.
30.
They are, but as I've said, and I'm glad at least one fan agreed with me, it's city years. City years are different on people. Mm-hmm. City years, you're a lot older in city years because you've been partying like crazy since you were 13.
And you've lived through more, and right. you're smoking,
and you're drinking, and everything
else. And
you're
not sleeping, and you're not taking care of your skin.
And by that, and they're just wiped out and tired.
There's people in small towns, they party harder than the people in big cities. They don't have anything to do.
Yeah, because you have those bonfires out in the middle of the woods, and people just don't know what you're doing.
I grew up in a city, and I don't feel like when I talk to people that didn't, like that grew up in small towns.
Yeah, but wait, were you partying like crazy? At 13.
I grew up in a city. There's a lot going on. And when you're in a small town, I've always had this theory. When you're a small town, there's nothing else to do but watch football and get drunk. Like in big
drink
cities.
At the cake party.
Yeah, there's a ton to do. And so, no, that wasn't me.
And that's exactly after too many city years, you get replaced by a younger version of you.
Right. Thank you, Steve. AKA Todd, if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, because he's very similar to him. Okay. Situation Impala. I thought that was genuine too, from the awkward.
I'm kind of over the whole situation in Paula thing. Like I'm over it. Like why is she still around?
No, but there's a couple of interesting things I want to. That we got out of it. One, the fact that he genuinely was horrified. Yeah. If you go look at it again, watch his face. Forget the interviews because the interviews is when they can act. But you see his face when she offers him the drink and he tries to say to her, are you kidding me? He tries to give her it out and she keeps pushing. Me as a guy and knowing that kind of girl, I would be so offended too, because it's like you've been pretending you put this front out, you love me, you write me these love letters and all this stuff, but at the heart of it all, it's all about you and it's not about me, because
you would never
hand a drink over to an alcoholic.
Yeah, I really don't get the point of that. What?
Mackenzie,
what?
You would support your man, right? You wouldn't hand a drink over to him.
I would never.
Okay. See, to play devil's advocate for a second, I would never make this mistake, because you have to be thinking, you could never do that. If you really cared about somebody, you would know where they were.
Yeah.
At the same time, she wasn't saying, drink this drink. She was saying, hold on to my drink for a second, not thinking. Obviously, she wasn't thinking. I don't agree with what
but
she did.
But then she wouldn't stop. Then she's like, what?
She said it again.
See,
yeah.
She didn't get it. I agree with the first time, like, oh, you know, you're not, oh, and let me put my jacket, you know, hold my drink. And he's
and
like,
his
no.
First reaction.
And she's like, yes.
She wouldn't stop.
Because she's not thinking, guys. She's not smart. This chick isn't smart.
True.
But she's also probably drunk already.
Yeah, she's drunk. And she's like, hold my drink. He's like, no. And she's like, what do you mean now? Hold my drink. You know, she's just thinking, like, why is this asshole not going to hold my drink?
You don't think any of it's about just being inconsiderate?
No.
You think she still could be a nice girl that's going to support her guy?
I don't
just
because the intentions aren't inconsiderate doesn't mean it's not inconsiderate.
Mackenzie speaking, Roxy. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's really about her being inconsiderate. I think it's more of just her wanting to take the situation out of, you know, that little thing. Just be like, oh, well, let's go have fun. Like,
he wanted to make the moment about her.
Yeah.
So then
well,
that
then,
is
yeah,
a little bit.
Okay,
see?
Never mind.
See what I'm saying? It's Mackenzie.
I guess we're just on the same page about
we're
everything.
We're totally on the same page. This is crazy. It's like...
That's so strange. It's so funny.
YouTube viewers,
you kind of remind me of Paula when she was like, oh, you're so cute, when he was talking to those other girls.
Yeah, right? That's Roxy.
Is that what it sounds like? Guys?
Yeah. Just a little.
Team?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
A little bit.
I've never seen Roxy.
Oh my
give
god,
me
was
this.
That four nose? Do I oh okay.
Roxy's giving I've never seen such scary looks
at all. By the way, we have to take callers at the end to weigh in on who's better, Roxy or Mackenzie.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Fine,
we will. And you know, in our special segment I thought was on the board says Mackenzie, but okay. But I guess we'll talk about our future, and we're going to talk about Buck Wild. Is that the show we transition into, or do we just say goodbye and get out of everyone's life forever?
Wah, wah.
Anyway, he also is surprised. He's like, wait, after 3 or 4 summers, she got the drill of leave me alone, let me do my thing, and now all of a sudden she's changed.
She got too comfortable.
But I always see this with you women. You guys always
point at me.
Always, always, always. It's you start out, you're cool, or we can be I can let you party with your friends. We can be F buddies. Whatever, like, your scam is to get the guy to drop his guard, eventually it all comes back to how she's acting.
And then she's like, the shocker.
That is so
annoying. That's how you guys get. That's totally how you get us.
If you're really a chill person, then you're always going to be chill.
No, yeah, that's exactly. How
it's, that's the seduction process.
I think it's with both genders, though.
We're both married. Absolutely. So no, we
guys can do that, too. I just think we all get too comfortable.
No. Here, I can tell you what the guy version is.
Okay, what?
The guy version is whining and dining you. Okay, at the beginning, and he's all
lazy.
About you, and then totally like, can't we just watch a movie tonight?
Yeah. Oh my god, I completely agree. Did we just agree on something? We just are on the same page about everything.
You guys are always on the same page. Always.
Hold on,
so,
Kev.
So crazy.
The seats right here.
I think you guys are like meant to be.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about situation Snooki. We touched on it a little bit, and I thought. I wonder. Here's the thing. He was genuine when he was talking to her, but I wonder if it were Sammy. Or Dina.
Would he give an F?
No way. Is he having that conversation, mm-hmm. or is it because she's the most famous Jersey Shore person and arguably one of the most famous people in reality TV?
Absolutely. I think he's the fakest person on the whole thing. I can't even stand him. So I think, you know, after he's like dissing Gianni, after they go have their little boys meeting, and it's just like, why is Mike even there? I don't know. I just can't stand Mike. So
I actually have to agree with our newbie over here. There's something about situations that's not genuine. Like, you can't even explain it. It's just not genuine.
But then again, I feel like even after he apologized to Snooki, like, Snooki's been talking all this shit about how she would never forgive Mike no matter what. She doesn't care if he talks to her or whatever. And then I just feel like it was so simple.
Rushed.
Like, oh, okay.
No, but she said in early episodes, I just, when is he going to talk to me? When is he going to have, you know, when is he going to have the conversation? So I'm not down on her. And I also buy, like, I'm having a baby. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The problem is, we don't even know Mike anymore because we know Mike as a drug addict and who you are as a drug addict.
Which, by the way, Roxy did call from the beginning.
Because
she's
super
smart. I'm like, kind of smart.
Yeah.
Wicked smart, yo. Anyway, so we don't really know what's going on. If we just took him season one and this season, we're not going to think of him as the same person as the in-between because he was the shithead that we couldn't trust, that didn't seem genuine, that we didn't want to be on air. Now, if you just took him this season, he's really trying. You can see in his eyes he's not using drugs. He's really staying away from the alcohol. Thus far, we know he falls off the wagon at some point. He hasn't to this point, or from what we can see, he's really trying to make an effort with Snooki. And I agree with you.
But would he do... I'm just asking, would he do it with Dina?
I don't think he would do it with Dina. I don't even think that Snooki's just arguably one of the most famous people in reality TV. I think she's one of the most famous people, period.
I didn't
right
want to say because I thought I'd get the missiles thrown at me, shot
no,
at me.
I agree.
But I agree
Everyone,
with you.
Yeah, she's
and
every time she's on Extra, the ratings spike.
Right. He recognizes that. He's smart about this. I think we all have to give him credit for being that smart about this.
Well, which is not genuine. Exactly. That's they're just not, he's not genuine.
Yeah, Mackenzie, you're so right. He is not genuine.
He's not. But I have to say, with Snooki, I thought that she would really say more to him. I didn't think it was going to be okay, like, it's done. I thought she was going to wait for him to come to her, and then she was going to say more about it.
That's called editing.
Well, Roxy, you know, you've been right about everything this season, since you're so smart. So I totally agree.
And this is where it
with what you were saying about, you know.
Oh, wait. And so Mackenzie said, this is where it ends.
I was just going to wait to hear Jessica's point, because that's how we usually conduct things here. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry about that.
So anyway, I was just pointing out like how smart you were and how much you've been right about everything on this show.
Thank you so much. I feel the exact same way about you.
Just stating the facts. So I was just saying, I totally agree with what you were saying about the situation.
That he was. So you think he was being genuine?
No, I think that like, I'm talking about the part like he's like playing his cards right. Like, sorry. He's being smart about it, and he's playing his cards right.
Okay.
But that to me isn't genuine. Like, the conversation was weird to me, because, like you mentioned, like, Snooki, I know it's editing, but still, it did seem too easy. Snooki did take it too easily, and it just didn't seem like a real, genuine conversation to me.
I don't see what response Snooki could have had besides that, though, because if she had said, listen, I'm hearing you. I don't accept it. She knows that's not going to go
anywhere.
I'm
totally good with her reaction.
I don't think that would have been... I don't think she was being 100% genuine either in her reaction. But I think she knows
either.
In terms of television, she's not going to just keep saying, no, no, no. At some point, there has to be an end to this, and it was tonight.
But then after all that, they're sitting next to each other again. They're totally fine. It's as if nothing happened. And I just feel like after everything that she's talked about it, all the shit that she's talked about
I mean, not as if nothing happened, but I
She wouldn't even, like, look at him beforehand.
So, wait, I know, but haven't you guys been like that? And then someone apologizes, and, yeah, and I mean, then, and then you're grudges. Like...
But, yeah, then I was going to say, me too, and it's like...
I hold grudges.
After
sure.
you know what somebody's capable of, like, I would never. Like, I know, he did so many wrong things.
Okay, then you must be more functional, but most of us dysfunctional people go,
and what's
oh,
fun about being functional?
It's not fun. Well, it takes the fun out of, right?
I respect Snooki for saying, you know, it's going to be really hard and blah, blah, blah. But then after that, she just, it seemed like nothing had happened. Like, I would still be like, okay, I'm going to be a little skeptical. I'm going to still have my guard up.
I think all she wanted was the apology, and then she got it. And I think it's like, because he just dropped her clipboard.
Sorry.
And Roxy is still giving me the psychotic stare. My goodness, it's so uncomfortable.
You can look over here. I'll smile at you, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
You should see what it's like to be one of my ex-boyfriends.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay, sonogram. So in the sonogram...
Wait, I had one more point on that.
Go.
Is that if you read, you know, things going on right now, supposedly Snooki's not inviting Situation to her wedding or having a part of her life. So that's what I was thinking throughout this entire apology type thing.
But now he's going to the bachelor party.
So in current news, yeah. You mean in current news,
current news,
we know he's not invited.
Supposedly. That's the rumor. I mean, I don't even know if their wedding's planned.
She said that on the show, too, like last week.
But by the way...
No, but currently...
Currently, yeah. In the current world. Mm-hmm. But by the way, this girl knows how to do publicity. Every week she drops a bomb and she keeps herself in the news.
Smart.
What a better way to do it than to not invite him,
mm-hmm.
period, or not invite him and at the last minute let him go.
Mm-hmm. So why are we going to hate on Snooki? I mean, hate on Situation for not being genuine, but we praise Snooki for doing the same thing? When she's just dropping these
right.
bombs
no,
all the time?
Because Snooki's pregnant and he's an ex-drug addict.
All right, should we move on to sonogram?
Fair enough. Did I ever tell you how pretty you are?
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Oh, I love Roxy.
Aww.
Yeah. All the Mata balls are very, very pretty.
You are so incredibly beautiful.
Thank you.
Aww.
Okay, can we talk? Can we?
Sonogram.
Thank you. Thank you, Mackenzie.
You're welcome.
So talking about the sonogram, kind of a nice moment. The whole family gets together, and this is going to...
The girls, yeah.
You know, well... The boys weren't there, right? It was the girls.
Gianni and the
girls. Nice moment. And Gianni decides, you know, I thought that was very big of him to show up for his child's
sonogram. I wish that Zen Jen came to the sonogram.
Zen Jen would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been epic.
We should have Zen Jen as a guest speaker on our show.
Oh my God, next week Zen Jen has to come in.
Okay, but you like.
But what if she finds
the ghost? Wait, we're going to talk about girls' night out, guys. We have it on the board. We'll get there.
Okay, the sonogram.
It's the beginning. Well, we saw at the shower Jenny go at Gianni.
Right.
And
he's just not owning up to it. I mean, he needs to sit there and say, you're right, I haven't been there. His response is, I'm there every Thursday and Friday. And then he says to Jenny, he says, I'm there just as much as Roger is. And we're all like...
We're all thinking the same thing.
Yeah, we're all thinking the same thing, which is, Jenny's not pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
You idiot.
Like, engaged.
He's not making sense. And... I'm surprised Snooki hasn't laid into
it. Okay,
I think she's nervous.
I think so, too. But before we, like, tear into it, some of the lighter things were them talking about the baby's penis.
Oh, that was so funny.
And the middle finger, baby.
He's giving the middle finger to his mom, and he's going to get all the girls because he has a big penis.
One of them was like, that's pretty large.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Well, it's good because he's going to end up being, like, 5'4".
He's going to be so short anyway, it's going to weigh him down.
Did you see one of the t-shirts at the shower was,
I have the biggest dick in the family.
In the family,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Nice to see Danny the t-shirt man invited to the shower. And I had a question. Everyone wears the Shore Store shirts. Do you think MTV makes them wear that, or do they wear that as a favor to Danny?
I think they wear it as a favor.
I think they like it.
Yeah, I think they like
think
it.
They kind of like
you
it.
You know,
like
Gianni owns a t-shirt shop.
He owns an ATM thing.
We know, but wait. We heard about the ATM business tonight, but Phil, he owns it. Are you sure about that?
Yes. Martin did some research for us here at AfterBuzz, and he owns ATMs, mm-hmm. and he owns a t-shirt shop.
On the shore?
Not on the shore.
Where?
He's worn it on Snooki and JWoww's show. And he also used to be a wrestling coach on the side for high school, but he doesn't do that anymore.
Remember you guys, like, last season in News and Gossip when we were trying to figure out what Gianni does and we found all the stuff about the ATM machine and how he wanted to be, like, a high school coach and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff?
I do remember.
Interesting. Well,
and that was found by our wonderful King Ping King.
And now it's just going to all be about fame and not working.
I did think that was a funny conversation. I mean, kind of fast-tracking to the end, but just... A funny conversation, like, oh, well, if he has to, you know, have ATM machines to support Snooki, and
Everyone's thinking he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
No, but everyone's thinking there's no way this dude's gonna be the one supporting Snooki. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, don't even pretend.
Maybe ten years from now. Maybe.
No, that conversation bothered me too because it made it seem like it was just playing to the TV too much.
So now, Erica, those three times jumping off topic. We're gonna get there, okay? We will get there.
I don't know. I'm like nervous. I'm afraid. We will get there.
iTunes, right? Let's get that out of the way. You guys, please go to iTunes, rate and comment on us, because you never do for our show, because you don't care about us anymore. But we would love you to go there or go to YouTube and comment as well. You know what? And you can tell us maybe Mackenzie or Roxy. That's a good comment.
Or call us.
Who you want to go with. Or you can tell us if you want us to break up as a show or if you want us to find another show like we're going to talk about with Buck Wild. But anyway, we love your comments and your ratings, iTunes, YouTube, please do so. It really helps us. Talking about Vinny and Gianni at the shower.
I thought it was really sincere.
Everyone? Yes? No?
But I don't think Gianni
It was
took
totally
it.
Awkward.
It definitely was awkward.
This was an awkward episode, but I think, I mean, I don't know.
I think in Vinny's eyes, why not? Nothing to lose, a little bit of airtime. He can't. It is awkward. He doesn't want to stay mad at Gianni forever or awkward with him. He wants Gianni to be cool with him. They're in the same room all the time. Sure. Fine.
It was so awkward, though.
I don't think Gianni really took it as real sincere, though.
Yeah.
I think he's still kind of...
I mean, he should be rattled. It's just weird when you're a guy and then you're dealing with other, you know, guys that have been intimate with your girlfriend. It's real hard.
I'm still so confused as to why Snooki would tell Gianni all the shit that Vinny was talking about him. If she, like, wanted them, like, sincerely wanted them to mend things and be cool with each other like she's been saying all this time, why would she be doing, like, the he say, she say?
I think that she was just kind of probably bitching to her boyfriend, like, oh, Vinny's so annoying, this is what he said, not thinking of the repercussions.
Right.
Which is obviously dumb.
But you know, people do that because that's the closest, next
that's
to
the
Jenny.
Nature of the game.
It's the closest person in your life, and even after Jenny, so you spill to the person closest without thinking, but that's why you can't do that. You can't tell your parents the bad things about your husband or your wife.
They're going
to
hate
them. Because then they hate them. You can't, you have to
they're
really.
They're always going
to
remember that.
That's all they remember.
And they're always going to take your side.
And they're always going to take your side. So, anyway, but Jenny, I like her sticking up for Snooki. I love their relationship. Seems very genuine.
Yeah, that does. That seems genuine. Mm-hmm. I do say that. I do think that that's conversation between Gianni and Vinny was just kind of forced, fake and forced.
It was definitely forced, but like she said, I think that he just did it for the airtime and why not kind of thing. But
you don't mean fake and forced by producers. You mean fake and forced by Vinny?
Any way, shape, or form. I just think it was there's something forced about it. Like, why have it at the baby shower? Like, right? Why then and there?
Mm-hmm. Roxy won't take that look off her face. Oh, Roxy, you're frightening me.
What look, Kevin?
Nothing.
Oh. Look at those dimples.
It is so awkward here. It's perfect.
Awkward.
Well, with Boys Night Out, they start grilling him.
Yeah, they did.
And here's what I found interesting with Mike. He apologized to Snooki, but with Gianni, no. And that's where it's like, shenanigans, Mike.
Honest.
Yeah, shenanigans, Mike, because you owe him maybe even a bigger apology.
Definitely backtracked on that, yeah.
Yeah, and part of what Snooki's issue was embarrassing Gianni.
But then it also makes you wonder, did that take place before the apology, or
no? He said, "I already apologized."
Oh, that's true.
Does Gianni seem like a geek to anybody else? He's on the phone. He's like with Paul. He's like, "Okay, pal, I'll see you there." Like completely.
Play softball, so I mean,
I mean it in a loving way. But and obviously, Paulie and Gianni are so not close that when Paulie calls, he's not like, "Yo, this is Paulie." He's like, "Hey, this is Paulie."
Pauly D.
and
from Jersey Shore.
Oh, hey there, pal. Like,
well, because I tell you, when we said it before, it was interesting just to see Pauly and Vinny doing each other's hair. One of them was shaving the other. I was actually happy to see it because I'm like, hey, they're friends. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed like Pauly is still great because Pauly is Pauly. Yeah. He's definitely the constant in an ever-changing universe, it seems like. However, he's so just famous and together, and he's got his team of friends, and it doesn't seem like they're all, you know, it just seems
he seems
like,
a little disconnected from the rest
right.
of the
group.
Right,
he's a star, yeah. you know, and I think Johnny is a, they're all outsiders to him. So yeah. And by the way, Johnny would never be cast for this show.
No.
He just met Snooki.
Tonight was the most I've ever seen him talk.
He yeah. really talks like a girl.
Conversation.
Like, that's all I kept thinking about. Is his really? Voice just sounded like
voice
a girl?
I kept on thinking Joe Pesci. That's the whole time I was thinking Joe Pesci.
Well, physically he's small, right? Is he about 5'4"?
I just kept thinking that none of them knew how to smoke a cigar. It was so funny. They were all sitting there in this room trying to smoke these cigars, like Godfather-esque, and they were all so goofy looking.
And they had like colored wine glasses.
It was so bizarre. Random.
Well, when they say be part of the family, and this is the rite of passage, which you see with families, I was all into it, except I feel as though they're not really like family anymore. I don't feel like they're as close anymore than they, you know.
Well, they've lived through more, so in some senses they're closer, but in some senses they're not, of course.
I thought that too, though, what you're saying, Kevin, because I thought it was a little endearing when they were like, you know, Snooki's our sister, and we need to see what his intentions are, whatnot.
Yeah.
Because we haven't, you know, they're always saying, we're family, but we haven't seen that family bond like a whole lot lately, and so I definitely thought that was sweet for them to take him out just to ask. I think it got to the point where it became a little over the top, but I thought the initial idea of it was really cute.
They'll always be bonded. They'll always be cemented together because of this experience. What I still feel they don't realize is that they've had the most amazing 4 years of high school or 4 years of college. And like a lot of people who go through that experience, they don't realize that it's over. Mm-hmm. And only very few are self-aware enough to go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm graduating and the party's going to end. I have to go get a job in the real world. I have to go pay bills. Whatever the case is, only a few realize. I remember when I was graduating, I'm like, oh no, this was like my four-year vacation is over.
I remember when I
graduated
from college.
My paid vacation. But I knew. Were you aware?
I was aware. I
knew we weren't. There were people that I grew up with that I knew. I was like, this is really a trip. I'm never going to see some of these people again that I really like and care about.
I was straight depression.
Yeah. But I noticed a lot of people around me.
Lots to look forward to, Rox.
In high school, too, a lot of people around me who were just like, whatever, woo, we're going to graduate, and we're going on to the next thing. And I'm like, no, there's not.
It depended on what you were doing. I was super excited because I couldn't wait to go to college. Right.
Well, since I just graduated from high school a few months ago.
I know, we love that about you.
I don't know, I was just really excited to get into the real world and, like, start a job, make money, make some
Different, because you guys were all going into, like, show business, and because that's another version of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So going into this, everyone in this business is 17 for the rest. My dad, one of the most poignant things he ever said. He came out here to visit me and he said, oh my God, everyone's 42 going on 17. I can't believe it.
Peter Pan syndrome.
Everyone here is like just in their own world like you are at 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. And it's all just about the fun and nothing else. And so I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail for that too. But anyway, it's different with our business. I'm talking about, you know, civilians.
In high school, like, I literally thought that those were the best years of my life, that I was like, I screw college. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do without my friends. Like, we're going to be best friends forever. Like, I thought my life was over.
But backing up to these kids, these are the best years of their lives. This totally changed their lives, their kids' lives, everything. And for them, for them not to be like, oh my God, I can't believe this is over. I mean, some of us, me and Gabby, are like more sentimental about our show ending than they are. And I'm like, guys, you are so clueless. In 5 years or 10 years, you're going to go, oh my God, if I could only get in a time machine and go back.
And that's an interesting point, too, because this is, what, the second to last episode? And you don't really hear them saying once. Like,
I think third to last. I think next week and the week after. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if we're going to hear that more. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to miss this. I mean, you don't really hear it. Mm. But I do think that the whole family thing, I found that endearing too. And I think
I did too.
I think they're self-aware. They're aware of the fact that they have that bond. And even if, like, you can't stand the person, they will always be connected.
Right. That's definitely an East Coast family thing. You see in Italian families, Jewish families, you know, it's like, it's you guys are, that's it, your family. It's like, oh, well, it's family. Like,
I can't stand him, but I'll die for him and his family, and I love him.
We got a quick glimpse tonight, though, what they would be like in a few years as Snooki and Vinny went along the boardwalk as 80-year-old couple. And I just thought, we were talking about this is the difference between Snooki and Vinny. I'm changing topics here for a quick second. Okay. But there was this moment where somebody was shouting out, "Smush, smush, you fat fuck."
Taken from South Park.
Right. And this was a person on the boardwalk yelling at Snooki. Snooki, who we know is pregnant. Vinny, who used to smush Snooki, also is now recently friends with her. The two of them on their scooters. And he goes over and he scoots back and he's like, "Listen, you're really going to call a pregnant girl fat?" And then that's it. That's all we see of it.
I was really hoping he'd get off his scooter and like show, like, "Dude, don't do that." I wanted him to man up. I was actually I was like, oh, he stayed on the scooter.
And Kevin was the one who said this, and when we were watching, I completely agree. This was such a moment that Vinny could have made. He could have looked like the hero, the knight in shining armor.
TV moment.
"You don't do this to a girl. This is a lesson to you."
It was a free play.
Free pass.
He could have done nothing wrong in that situation.
But that's
created a great TV moment.
Right.
But
he didn't.
And that's his personality, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who he is. Like, what we talked about. Like,
and that's why.
Why is he always sick?
Maybe the future is not... Maybe that's why. But Situation has said in interviews from day one, you know, "I treat it like a job. It's about creating those moments." And I still think that's why he hammered Snooki and Gianni so badly, matched with the drugs, so it kind of didn't make sense. But that's why he kept hammering them. He was trying so hard to create a moment, but he was lost. It wasn't the old Situation. It was like he was past his prime.
But at the end of the day, Vinny has a TV show now, and the Situation
I know, but let's see. Right, but Situation...
The Situation's making more money.
Made more money, bigger name, much more recognizable. Now we just can't help the fact he's the kid's burnt out. He's just... He's a shell of himself.
And that's the thing, too. Like, he went through rehab, so he was busy doing that. He's a little behind the other people. Right. I mean, now that he's, well...
All of them, other than Snooki, who are you going to give a show to when you have that kind of show?
And the problem is, when you stop using drugs, yes, you're no longer on drugs, but part of your brain isn't that. You're still somebody who was using drugs.
Right.
No, it's not. Yes, you are an addict, but... You've changed as a person, and like you're saying, you're a shell of yourself. You know, you don't just go back to being who you were and having all that mental capacity that you had and having all the same thoughts. It's different. You're a different person.
I think people that are addicts have certain personality traits and certain tendencies. And he must have... We didn't really know him that much. We don't know exactly when he started using. We don't know how... We don't know him that well prior to seeing him using. So I do believe that people have a tendency towards that, and they have a personality trait. And so a lot of that has to do with lying, sneaking.
I would guess that he's been using drugs since he was probably around 18.
I would too. See, that's the thing.
If not younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking, Eva, you had a great point about Vinny, and you just called him out for being always sick all the time and mopey. And I probably the biggest mommy's boy on the show. We know that.
Probably.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
He admits it. He's like self-proclaimed.
Yeah, he loves it. He's like, "Oh, I love the family dinners. And, you know, Gianni reminds me of me, always seeing their mom and their sister and all that." So he owns it, at least.
You
guys know when you're upset, and sometimes there are people who are upset and they put on sad music to, like, sink into it more.
Right.
And sometimes you're upset and you put on happy music because you want to pull yourself out. Vinny's the kind of guy who wants to put on the
extra
sad music.
Sad music.
He's putting on, like
that, too. I go for the sad music.
But I'm just saying, he's the kind of guy who when he's upset, he wants to stay upset.
Because he's an artist.
He thinks to be an artist, you have to be struggling and upset and have this passion and this emotion that only comes from this sad story.
Way to steal that from me.
And I was just going to say, and we talked about this with Phil. I was going to give you the shout out. The Thrill, who's in the booth right now, yesterday about Dan from Gossip Girl, but that's a completely different story. So I'm agreeing with you that happens sometimes.
That was one of Phil's points in his minute and a half of
Yes, it was. So honestly, yes, I think that Vinny is like that. As opposed to some of the other characters on the show, like Snooki, who doesn't want to stay upset at people, doesn't want to stay mad. She's the true blast in the glass. I don't care what Dina says. She wants to be up. She wants to be going. She wants to be living life, and that's what we want to watch. We don't want to watch...
It's true.
Mopey Vinny.
And you know...
They even showed Vinny taking his medicine.
I know. But you know, going back to Snooki... I agree. She's afraid to lose Gianni, and that's why she doesn't push him so hard. And I think with him, I don't think it's a lot of fun being around a pregnant girl, and he's just kind of like, oh, yeah, I got to do my ATM business. You know?
But he doesn't seem like he's a lot of fun to be around either. So it's,
no, he's definitely rent videos. Like, he comes out of the gate strong, and mm-hmm. then it's like, yeah, let's rent videos the rest of our lives.
What is she liking so much about him? I just don't see it.
I mean, it's because you're pregnant, when you're pregnant and you're down, you're even more going to cling to a guy like that.
She was clinging to him before she was pregnant.
Mm. Yeah, there has to be something about him that she likes. And I mean, I don't think he's that bad. I honestly think he's a pretty good guy. It's
like
very intimidating to be around all these people, especially because he's not one of them.
But I buy them being together. I'm not even disputing. I buy why she'd like him. I totally buy it. She needs someone like that.
She
couldn't have someone strong and loud. I buy her, but I think she's really into him, but that's why she doesn't push him too hard.
Right.
Like, he's kind of got the control in this relationship, even though you would think. But he did address being hammered by friends about mm-hmm. being into, you know, her mm-hmm. money, but he's saying he provides with his ATM business and his t-shirt business. Maybe he does.
Paying the bills.
You know, and I think as crazy as Snooki is, at the end of the day, this is exactly what she wants, is a baby. And, like, without knowing, maybe, until it actually happened. But, like, the family and, like, the, you know, the boyfriend, husband, baby, that whole thing. Because
that's a Guidette way, though. That's
a Guidette way. That she wanted that. Like, she was very open about how she wanted to be married by 26 and have kids by this age and whatnot. I just don't think she expected it to happen so soon.
Yeah.
I think this needed to happen to her with her getting drunk in the middle of the day.
But also, I just always say those girls that mature fast, that's it. This is what they do. They just spit them out fast. And
can we talk about Zen Jen?
Then the 40-year-old crisis. Okay, but real quick on Zen Jen. It was just, okay, she comes in and says
what was
the prank
that they were trying to pull on Gina, and it ended up nowhere?
It just went
nowhere. They wanted to freak her out.
It was their girl's night.
They didn't do a good job at playing along with it.
You know, they really didn't.
I like seeing that, because I do think, and we've talked about this before, I do think that the girls' friendships are really genuine. Like, Jenny and Snooki, really genuine.
It's become genuine.
Yeah.
And Sammy, too.
All four of them.
Which is rare, because, you know, it's hard for women to bond, and we see the four of them have.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone through a lot, and I just you can see that. So I did like seeing this.
They may be more friends than the
guys.
I think without a doubt they're genuinely more friends than the guys.
Wow, and like, that's usually unheard of, because guys, you know, can bond over.
But I mean, the girls definitely went through a lot more than the guys.
Yeah.
You know, there was fights with every single one of them together. Yeah. And
women, I mean, women can bond. I mean, they either hate each other or they love each other. But when women bond, they bond.
But they do, believe me, they do not bond like men bond. And I know
that
because,
is not true.
Oh my God, you guys are so young. If you knew when your careers older.
What are we so?
You're so young. Because I live with it. I see
Thank
it.
You.
I see what, you know, if with guys, at least in our business, we all back each other up. It's just the ridiculous guy code, and the girls just kill each other, and it's so effing sad. The one thing Maria said at the Variety conference, she was like, guys, we gotta stop. Let's stick together, you know, as women. Jack Nicholson, great quote. He's like, if you women ever got together, it'd be the end of men. You guys would crush us because you're smarter, you're stronger. It's all those things, but you don't. But you guys get petty and catty, and, you know,
so like
we're
Native Americans, we're a guy, they never united.
We're a guy. Seriously, it's you put on a football game if they both like, and just get a pizza, and that's it, done. You know, they're just anyway. Okay. Phil, I know we're eating up all your time.
It's all right. You guys have 5 more minutes. And by the way, we will be taking calls in a few.
Wait, oh, five we'll more minutes call. Before calls. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to talk. Okay. So our future. Do we keep going, you guys? And if we do keep going.
This is up to the fans.
You leave
they
it up
gotta
to
let
fans.
Us know.
They have to let us know. Okay. All right. So we just leave it at that. Because I don't want to be anticlimactic like these guys either. I don't want to go off on the
soft
note.
Why does it have to be after the fans? I mean, if we're having fun, let's keep on doing it.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, what show do we do?
Oh, okay, but we should do a show. We should keep going.
I just don't know if it should be Buck Wild.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, see, I'm with you on that, but I'm like, hey, if we want to do a show, let's do it.
Okay, but I feel like it has to be equally as meaningless and retarded.
And vapid.
As Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it does.
But the problem is, I always wanted to be on the shore. I wanted to be drinking with these guys. I wanted to be partying with them. I don't know if I want to be Buck Wild.
Yeah, on your ATV.
I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I find that fun.
But maybe you will once you get into it.
Oh, I could picture you there.
Mackenzie, yeah, you could. She's from Connecticut. She's out in the sticks. So you could be Buck Wild.
Oh, maybe.
So maybe we could have you on Buck Wild.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You could sit in for Roxy.
Enjoy.
Well, what other show? Wait, okay, so one of the things I've heard from people in the business of why Buck Wild will not succeed is because the characters are not aspirational. And I know, like, that sets off a big, probably, debate because it's like, oh, God, your kids aren't aspirational. But there are people who want to work out and tan and wear those clothes and go to bars.
It's an empire. They've made an empire.
Whereas I don't feel like people are going to want to be Buck Wild.
Yeah, you know how many people have gotten blowouts since this whole thing has started, and who's going to want to get a cowboy hat and cowboy boots just because of that show?
Honestly, it was like during the summer, the CW had that show, The Catalina, which was just all of these hotel workers that just partied all day, and it was just so fake and unnatural and unbelievable and
painful. Well, what if this is real? But what if this is real? If it's about the Hicks out in the country.
But there was never any storyline to it. It was literally like, wake up, party, woo. Like, there was nothing.
Okay, but let's pretend for a second, though. That's that show. Let's pretend for a second there is story, and let's pretend that everything's genuine. Little Clyde dated, you know, Kelly
Mary
Sue. Yeah, whatever. Like,
here's
you know.
The thing. I think I said this last time, too. Like, it's the same concept, right? Jersey Shore is taking these people within their element and finding something interesting. This Buck Wild, like, me as a TV viewer,
right.
I was curious at the beginning of Jersey Shore. It's like, oh, okay. Like, it's kind of fun to see, like, how other people.
My jaw was just on the floor watching the first episode of this. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing.
Dressing up, doing their thing, like, what they think is hot, what they think is sexy, what
I'm
they
a
think
Guido,
is fun.
I'm a Guido, and to me, I always thought of Guido as a racial slur,
yeah, negative connotation.
So I was like, imagine saying I'm this or I'm that for another. I'm a K for Jewish, or I'm an N for but. I would be horrified. But so I'm watching them like I'm a Guido. I was like, what am I watching? This is amazing.
Yeah, when I first saw it too, I was like, whoa, you know, and you kind of get sucked into it. But the whole Buck Wild concept, like, I don't know if I'm that. Almost the same thing, like, kind of what you mentioned when you said aspirational. That I think that's it. Like, I don't know if I'm that interested in seeing these people.
But,
like,
I mean, the characters really make the show. I mean, I wouldn't have watched Jersey Shore if it wasn't for Snooki and Sammy and Ronnie's relationship. So we don't really know the
I love the Sammy Ronnie relationship.
I
was thankful for it because I think it carried us through the middle seasons.
Whole season,
and a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm sick of Sammy Ronnie. I'm like, thank God we have them.
It's real. It's real. And that's what I love about it. Yeah. I just think
the high school relationship. Yeah. Crazy, crazy relationship. Yeah. Kind of like me and Roxy.
All right, we got to take calls and then news and gossip.
Okay.
Vampire Diaries fans are getting mad too.
Oh, all right. Vampire Diaries fans. Why? Because so many more people listen to them, Phil, than us.
It's a really good show.
Is that why we're just thrown out?
Here we go. We have our first caller on the line.
All right. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey. Hello.
Okay. Really?
What? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
It's Susie from Fairfax, Virginia.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Susie. What's Susie?
Oh, my God. Roxy. Oh, my God.
Love. Susie. So glad you're calling.
So you're voting for Roxy.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Mackenzie, I love your necklace, but Roxy team fucking Roxy all the fucking way.
That's my girl.
I think I need to come on more so she can get to know me.
Susie's my girl.
Roxy, Susie's the best.
Love Susie. She's
Susie.
My
all right. Okay. And Susie, are you going to watch Buck Wild?
Buck Wild?
Yeah,
I've heard of that show, but what channel is it on?
It'll be MTV. It's going to be their Jersey Shore replacement.
Oh, and I think I do see the commercials, and so does my roommate, I think, right?
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, Jersey Shore. And Roxy. Oh, my God. And Jessica. Why am I forgetting Jessica? You
guys. I'm absolutely teasing.
Susie, are you going to follow us to our next show?
You know what? I am. And you know what, Kevin? You're the best. And Roxy and Jessica and Eve. No, not Mackenzie. Well, Mackenzie. But the Ethan or the...
Evite.
Eric, you're the Evite. You guys, you know, watching TV short drinking is so much better. And, like, stuff was so much funnier. Like the scooters and the... the mic and the tanning salon.
FYI,
like,
Susie is drunk.
Yes.
Susie, I love that you're drunk. So, Susie, you're one of the few people that you don't mind that we drink on the show and that we go off on.
Oh, my God. I love it so fucking much. Like, last year, like, the last season, like, oh, my God. Like, it was so funny. Like, I just love you guys so much.
Phil, fly her out here.
Oh, where's Gabby? Where the fuck is my muscles, Gabby?
I don't know. She'll be back next week. So, now, Phil, is Susie coming to the Christmas party? You know, Susie, there's about 250 hosts that'll be at our Christmas party tomorrow.
I would die.
That would be like my dream come true. Like,
come on up, Phil. Get her out here. Phil, get her
Susie,
out.
Susie, we have your number.
You
we'll
know,
call you
You know I don't mess around.
See, when you call,
Susie,
you win
if
the airplane
you want,
tickets.
If you want to come out, we'll have you out here. And I'll tell you, even though we're the lowest rated show on AfterBuzz, we will make the biggest splash at the Christmas party.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We'll drink the room.
All right, we
Susie.
Have another caller.
Bye,
well,
Susie.
We have many more callers, but we got to get a second
all right,
one.
Go ahead.
Bye, Susie.
New caller, you're
all
on
right.
the line.
Who do we got?
This is Lee.
Oh, I knew it was going to be my mother.
Oh, damn. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hello,
Hello,
Mrs. Faye.
I just want to say that the new year is coming in, so I think a new face, a new person, replace the old.
Oh, my God.
It's a perfect suggestion.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Faye.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you very much.
That's
you
cheating.
Look beautiful, Mick. Love you.
Okay, goodbye, Mrs. Faye.
Thanks, Mommy.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow. Who else we got, Phil? Anyone else? Can we just...
We do, but news and gossip time.
Really? Can we take
one more
call? No?
Well, how about after news and gossip?
All right, after news.
Time.
All right, let's go. Quick news and gossip.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, we talked earlier about Snooki always managing to get a little tidbit of news out there every week. And here she goes again now that Kate Middleton has announced her pregnancy. Snooki has some motherly advice for her. She says, while being surrounded by the paparazzi, Kate Middleton should just enjoy her time at home, or the castle in her case, and just enjoy pregnancy, especially the first few months. She says, it's hard, but don't stress out. Words of wisdom.
Oh, great advice and great way to stay in the press.
But do you think that Kate actually looks at that and is like, thank you, Snooki? Like,
no.
I think probably press-wise doesn't mind the shout-out. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Kate's
yeah.
like in the hospital. I doubt that she's following her.
No,
it's funny. Of course. It's totally funny. Like, you're like, oh my God, I've arrived. Yeah. Snooki's mentioning me. Next
so
one.
Cute.
All right. Well, it looks like JWoww has found her next TV gig. Fox announced that she'll be a part of their new show, Stars in Danger, The High Dive, which will debut on January 9th. High Dive will see contestants take a crash course in diving techniques overseen by renowned diving coaches and then compete in a series of Olympic-style dives, including high diving, synchronized dives, and many more from a variety of heights. Other stars who will be included are Kim and Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and NFL/reality star Terrell Owens. This sounds awful.
You know what? I have something to share with you guys. So, guess who was asked to be on that show?
Maria.
Yeah.
And you said no?
Well, come on. What do you think I was going to say?
Like,
you know, by the way, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to drop her 100 feet. Like, it's bad enough she broke her feet on Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, but
like,
if your biggest dream, Kevin, is a party with the Jersey Shore cast, maybe that could
I didn't
happen.
Know. No, had I known Jenny was on? Oh, no. I would have hoard Maria out in a second.
It could have been a dream come true.
It would have happened in a second.
You have to call
next
Maria.
One.
Go
to the next one.
All right, Roxy, your girl is just making headlines again.
Angelina,
Mackenzie, I don't know if you know this, but Roxy has famous friends also, so.
You do.
Anyway,
I've got friends in high places.
Friends with Angelina.
Okay, so
me and my girl.
Go ahead,
Angie.
No, go ahead. I want to hear this bit.
Okay, so Angelina tried to get representation from the famous Gloria Allred to prove that MTV defamed her character. But sucks for Angelina. Gloria denied her.
Whoa.
Denied.
I mean, I can't imagine somebody that would be on a bigger show, have more notoriety and more fame, and be able to do absolutely nothing with it at all.
Gloria Allred has represented Tiger Woods' mistress and Anthony Weiner's mistress, and she says
but Angelina. It's just such a don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just such a fail.
She's a degaffs, yeah.
Like, Gloria Allred gets cases that gives her major publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares about Angelina?
And that is your news and gossip for...
AfterBuzz TV.
Season 6, Episode 11, Jersey Shore.
And we have our other caller.
Okay. Who else we got?
I think this might be Mackenzie's boyfriend.
Oh, no, it's
Christ.
Not. Okay, no, it's not.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, caller, who are you? Where are you from? What's up, buddy?
Hey, so what's going on?
Okay, wait. I think this is
Oh, come on. And Phil, why are you putting through all Mackenzie's family? You should let our other fans get
here's
through.
What I will give Mackenzie credit for. The chat is 95% of Mackenzie's friend. She orchestrated an army, unlike Roxy. So I'll give her credit there.
Okay, I did not even try
wait,
to say
so
that's cool.
Oh, she's saying she doesn't have to
that's
try.
Fine.
So she, so, okay, so
you're
really,
going to need an army.
Okay, really quick. Okay. So another one of Mackenzie's people. Go ahead, speak. Hello, sir. Okay, dead air. All right, Phil.
No.
Take us out, Phil. Let's go. Where do we find you guys?
All right, Erica Vieira, LA. On
oh,
what?
We're doing. Wait, we're doing predictions. Sorry, I'm all over the board now.
Oh.
No, nope, predictions. Okay. There we go.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Okay, so next week. Jesus Christ, we got the meatball auditions, which is coming too late in the season, in my opinion. But it is, I guess, a good. It's gonna be funny. We'll like to laugh. Whatever. Meatball audition. Somebody's blacking out, knocking down. And the other thing we've got is stripping Mike. With this bubble machine, and he's lifting up Jay.
But it's interesting because he was a former stripper, and they said he was
the
worst.
The worst.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to
but
that.
But it looks like another soft episode, meaning like soft, like not much is going to happen.
Yeah. But you guys, I've seen all over the internet that next week is the finale.
No,
like, how could this be?
I've heard it's 13 episodes, number one. Number two, I think they would advertise
it as.
They
doubled up. Don't forget, they doubled up the first couple episodes.
And during Thanksgiving break, MTV was playing promos that said only 4 episodes left, so that adds up.
But wouldn't
to the 13.
You? But wouldn't you, as an ad company, wouldn't you say next week, guys, the finale?
Yeah, they would make it a lot more dramatic. Yeah. It was like nothing. I didn't.
Unless
watch.
They just want to be able to keep repeating things and.
I'm on Google this shit.
Yeah, let's find out with Google. But in the meantime, I had a question for you guys, and it had to do with. Okay, no, it's not a question. It's a statement. We need to do one Jersey Shore final wrap-up because next week Roxy goes back to Boston for the holidays. She does annually. No.
I'm going to be here next Thursday.
She's staying until Thursday.
I'm going to be here this Thursday.
So if it is a finale, we're good. If it's not the finale, we promise you guys we will regroup and we will do one complete Jersey Shore wrap-up show. We'll wrap up the entire series.
The last episode is December 20th.
December 20th is the last episode. And then, Phil, there'll be a reunion, right?
Never
I bet
was,
you.
Though.
They changed it.
And there'll be a reunion after that, Phil,
could
I'm
be.
Sure.
We're unsure about that.
No, I'm sure there will be. That's just easy ratings for them.
Yeah,
so.
But they might do it the night of. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so the 27th. Are you back, Roxy? Or you,
no,
you're
she's
not?
Gone then.
You're
gone.
She said the 20th.
We'll hold it. We'll,
as we go we'll, on.
Okay, wait. Let's go on. Where do I find you? Where do I find you guys? Jessica, start with you.
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
Jessica, we got to teach you how to talk into the mic. Go ahead.
I am talking in the mic.
You're talking over the mic.
At Roxy Stryer. Hashtag Team Roxy. At Erica Vieira LA.
At Mackenzie Fain. Hashtag Mackenzie.
Oh my God. All right. Well, you guys, we look forward to all your comments. Thank you. I'm going to run out of the studio because I don't want the awkward aftermath. And I guess that's it. Until next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.